Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Messersmith. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Andy Messersmith. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis strikes out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilbreth. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Messersmith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Madlock. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swisher moves to third. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0 for 1 in the game. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Offis for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Messersmith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Henderson trying to get to home. Cardenal throws the ball into Swisher who tags Henderson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 1 in the game. Messersmith strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Messersmith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires to first and picks off Chaney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 2 in the game. Messersmith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knowles. Royster moves to third. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Office hits a pop-up into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball towards right. Morales catches it and throws to Lockhock, who relays to second to double up Messersmith. Royster tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Swisher. Champ Summers pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday bunts towards the mound. Messersmith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.